Hey guys, happy Thursday. Welcome back. So last week we talked about how to be a prepared crew. This week we're going to look at the other side of the coin and how to be a prepared skipper. So in this case, you've invited some new people or a new person out on your boat. And what types of things should you look for, prepare for, anticipate with having a new person on your boat? So here we go. Hey there, and welcome to your Pocket Sailing Instructor. I'm Penny Caldwell, and I have been a sailing coach for over 25 years now. I'm here to help you reach your sailing goals, whether you're looking for gear reviews, safety tips, or just some fun sailing stories. This podcast will have it all. Your Pocket Sailing Instructor is an educational and fun podcast about all things sailing. I plan on releasing weekly episodes every Thursday to help you end off your week on a high note. So grab your coffee and join me for your weekly dose of all things sailing. So welcome back to another week. I hope you're having a good week. And so to kick off this week, I'm going to talk about being a prepared skipper. Before I do that, my usual plug, please share, like, and tell everybody about the podcast so you can help other sailors have a great time out on the water as well. And I want to do a shout out this week. This week, this message came to me through Facebook Messenger, actually, from Ricardo. And I'll just read a little bit of what he wrote here because he wrote me some nice long paragraphs, but I won't read them all. But hello, Penny. First of all, congrats on your podcast. It's just amazing. I really love all the topics you cover and how fun and easy you are to listen to. We've owned a sailing dinghy, a Buccaneer 18, for about a year and we love it. Will you be doing any dinghy podcasts in the future? So last week I mentioned that someone piqued my interest on some other topics that I can get into, and that is dinghy sailing. I don't know why the heck I haven't really thought about doing different series on dinghy sailing because, yeah, that's where I'm from. So I will definitely start digging into some dinghy sailing topics. If there's anything in particular that you're interested in as far as dinghies are concerned, do let me know. But I will definitely start putting together some different ideas on dinghy sailing and talking a bit about some of the differences between dinghy sailing and keelboat sailing. And just different types of dinghies that I've sailed, which ones I really like, what are the advantages and disadvantages of some of the different types of dinghies. So a whole other world of topics coming your way, which is very, very exciting. All right. So thanks for that note, Ricardo, and I will definitely work on that and give you guys some more fun stuff to listen to. So this week, like I mentioned, I am talking to the skippers out there. So those of you who have boats, and maybe you're inviting people out to join you on your boat. So in this case, I'm talking about how to be prepared, a prepared skipper. So someone who is ready to welcome potentially a new sailor on their boat, or definitely somebody that they have never sailed with before. So how do you get them comfortable on the boat? How do you guys start working together? What types of equipment and things should you maybe think about having on the boat already for them so that they, if they forget anything, especially newer sailors, they might not think of certain things. So I'm going to kind of tackle some of those things. So let's get at it. So there's a few previous episodes that I would suggest you go back and listen to if you haven't already that kind of tie into this episode, in particular talking about skippers and stuff. So one is episode 3, which is all about safety gear and the type of safety gear that you have to have on your boat. So depending on the size of your boat, I talk about different requirements. Bah, that was a mouthful. Episode 7 is all about day trip planning and things to think about, how to create a day trip plan, and just kind of getting yourself organized for a day trip plan. I myself am actually heading off to the main lake this weekend. We have a big jazz festival out here, Caslow Jazz Fest. So I'm going to take the boat up to Caslow with the kids and we're going to bring the dinghy and go listen to some music and camp out on the beach and have all kinds of fun. So I'm putting together a day trip plan for that, including where I'm going to stop over. I'm going to break it up into a couple legs because it's about a 9-hour trip, depending on the weather. And it'll just be a little bit more enjoyable if we take a bit of a break in there. And that would be definitely under power, be about 9 hours. So sailing, it would be much longer. So we'll see what kind of wind we get, but it's been a bit light lately. But day trip planning, episode 7. Episode 8 is actually about overcoming a boat fail. And the reason why I included that one is sometimes as a skipper, you know, we can get into our own head about something that has happened on the boat and whether or not, you know, we're going to be confident doing it. One of the most common ones that people worry about is docking. You know, everybody seems to think it's like this horrible thing to have to dock the boat and something's going to go wrong and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, definitely things do go wrong. I will do an episode on docking and some docking tricks and stuff like that that I like to use. But docking is just one of those things. The more you do it, the better you get and the more comfortable you get with your boat, your slip, all that kind of stuff. So, don't let that discourage you from either inviting people out on the boat or going out on other people's boats or just going out altogether. The more you do it in different types of weather, the more confident that you'll become. So that's episode 8. And then episode 14 is sailing goals and all about being a day sailor. So I'm going to be touching on some day sailing things here in this episode when you're reaching out to crew and how to prepare. So those are just some episodes that you might want to go back and listen to if you haven't listened to them already. So to start off, when you are deciding to have somebody out on your boat, the first thing that you should do is do a bit of research. So find out, you know, who is this person? Is it somebody that you know? Maybe you have a colleague or something, for instance, who's like, hey, I used to sail when I was younger. Maybe I can join you sometime. So that's one example. It could be a friend of a friend or, you know, family. Hey, I have family in town. They like to sail. You know, can they hop on your boat for a sail? That's another way. It could be a neighbor. So there's all kinds of different places where you can obtain or get a new crew member. So first take a look at, you know, who is this person? Where did I get them from? So then you want to ask them some basic questions about some of their experience or what they're looking for when they're out on the boat with you. So maybe find out what kind of sailing experience they've had in the past. Where have they sailed? What kind of boat, if they remember? Who were they out with? What were they doing on the boat, if anything? Or were they just kind of crew and sitting back and relaxing? Find out, like, you know, why are they interested in sailing with you? What do they want to get out of that experience? Because if you're, maybe you invite them out on a race night and you're thinking, yeah, I've got another race crew. And this person is thinking, oh, great, I'm going to go and, you know, I'm going to go on a nice evening cruise. You're on two very different pages there as far as what's going to happen on the boat. So have a quick conversation about, you know, what expectations are or what do they want to get out of coming sailing with you? Find out again what some of their hobbies are. So in a few of my episodes, I talk about there's a lot of overlapping skills through different hobbies, whether, you know, rock climbing or mountaineering, ski touring. You know, there are a lot of different strengths that people bring to the table with other hobbies. So find out what some of their other hobbies are. And then that is something that you can use to help integrate them into the boat. So I've talked about this on a couple previous episodes, probably especially episode 14 with day sailing and safety gear, talking about how to get people involved on the boat with the checks. So for instance, if you have somebody who, let's say, I don't know, they're a paramedic and they've, you know, they have friends who sail and they want to try it out and they come out with you, well, you could say, hey, you know what, my first aid kit might be a little bit lacking. Do you mind having a look and just seeing what you think and see if I'm missing anything and just jot it down and let me know? So that's a way that you can kind of use some of their skill sets and some of their hobbies and interests and profession in this case to help help with something on the boat. So yeah, that's another thing that you can do. Find out what their other hobbies are. A bit more of a personal kind of question, but if you can find out if there are any medical conditions that you need to worry about, you know, Are they older? Do they have nitroglycerin that you need to worry about? Are they allergic to bees? I've had several people on the boat who are allergic to bees, and you'd be amazed how many times we have wasps and bees flying around, whether it's when we're getting the sails organized. We've had wasp nests that we've found throughout the boat for sure. But you know, it could be a food allergy. If you guys are heading out for a weekend trip, you want to make sure that you don't bring something that's going to trigger an allergy. So a little bit more of a personal question there, but definitely worthwhile asking them about that. And then you can also ask them a little bit about, you know, what safety gear or what type of personal gear that they would like to bring with them on the boat. So you'd find out, you know, if they have their own PFD, maybe they already do paddling, they have kayaks, paddle boards, maybe they do dragon boating, whatever. They might already have their own PFD that they're going to bring with them. So one less thing for you to worry about, but just ask them some quick questions about some of the extra things that they might be planning to bring with them on the boat. This week, while working on my episode, I was able to enjoy a delicious latte thanks to some of my patrons. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for supporting me. I want to give a huge shout out to Sarah, Faye, Val for continuing to support me over the last few months. For those of you who are not familiar with Patreon, it's an online membership community where you can sign up for extra content and direct access to me. I also do monthly Q&A sessions depending on your membership level. And you can send me all kinds of sailing questions. It's simple to sign up and you can cancel at any time, although I hope that you don't. So if you'd like to learn more information, you can do so at patreon.com, patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. That's Patreon, patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor and patreon.com/yourpocketsailinginstructor. I so appreciate all of the support that you guys give. And now let's get back to our episode. All right. So the next thing that you're going to want to do is have a think on what to expect while this person is on the boat with you. So I have some ideas here, but so let's say you have a new sailor. So somebody who is really new to sailing, hasn't done much sailing at all. What can you expect with having them on the boat? So the first thing is you are going to need to spend some time introducing them to the boat and specifically to your boat. So they might know halyards, sheets, shrouds, mast, that kind of stuff, but introduce them to your boat in that you're showing them, you know, what color is your main halyard? Where does it come down the mast? And is it fed aft to the cockpit? Do they have to go up to the mast to winch up the sail? Your foresail, is it a hank-on sail? Is it a roller furling sail? Are there any quirks with your roller furler that they should know about if they're going to be doing or performing that job? And I would say, actually, it's even good to show them, even if you don't plan on having them do that job. That way, if for some reason you need extra hands with the roller furler, they already know what to do. You've already coached them through it, kind of thing. It's always better to have more people that know what's going on than less. So plan to take more time than it would to just to introduce them to your boat and how everything works. You're showing them the ropes, literally, of what is where, color schemes. Some boats will go to the trouble of labeling things. So if you have the time or you've already labeled things, great. Show them the labels. Let them know if the labels are accurate or not. So some people will purchase boats and they move some of the rigging around and then they haven't necessarily changed all of the labels and stuff that come with it. So it could be that you need to kind of let them know, oh, that says, you know, Genoa halyard, but actually it's the main halyard because you switched it around. So another thing that you want to do is get them familiar with the safety gear that you have on board and where it's located. So a quick and easy way to do that is to create a diagram. And then you can just basically show them where the diagram is if you have it up on the bulkhead somewhere, and you can just say, okay, this is where I keep everything. I'd like you to, you know, go ahead and find these items. Let me know if you can't find an item, and then maybe do a quick couple minutes or so on some of the items to figure out, you know, what type of flares do you have? How do they set them off? Where are the extinguishers located? Are they mounted and you have to undo a bracket to get them off of the bulkhead, or are they just free inside one of your hatches or whatever? So again, showing them where things are and how to use items. And again, like I've talked about in some of the other episodes, getting them involved in the boat this way is also going to help you, so that if something does come up, you know that you have another person who has that knowledge and the ability to help you. A new sailor, you're going to have to show them how to move safely around the boat. You're going to have to teach them to go up to the bow on the windward side of the boat. You're going to have to show them where the safe things are that they can grab onto on the boat. So do you have a handrail? Do you have, you know, obviously the shrouds are another really good one to hold on to. I find a lot of people will default to grabbing the lifelines, and I try to point out that that's not a great place for them to grab onto, because not only are the lifelines really not rigid and they don't provide any substantial support, but when you grab the lifeline, what you're doing as well is you're also moving your body weight and your center of gravity out towards the edge of the boat. So that's not something that you want to teach a new sailor, especially somebody who is not comfortable with a moving surface under them. What you want to do is teach them how to grab the handrails and how to keep their body weight low inside the boat, leaning towards the middle of the boat, preferably, but take some time to kind of show them how to move around the boat. And then the other thing that you're going to want to do is provide them with a little bit of a packing list if you can. Keep it short. Don't get too crazy. Again, being new sailors, you know, they might get worried and go out and buy all kinds of new stuff. So before they do any of that, just let them know, okay, need sun protection, hat, sunglasses, sunscreen. Ask them to bring a few layers. So make sure that they have, you know, maybe they have a tank top and a t-shirt and a long sleeve shirt and a sweatshirt. So that way, if the weather changes, they can add clothes or dress up or dress down, basically. You want to make sure that they have water and snacks. Potentially some sailing gloves if they have those, or I've talked a little bit about work gloves or garden gloves, any kind of gloves that will give a little bit of protection. And make sure that they have good shoes. So one thing, I have a lot of people, especially in the summer, they show up on the boat with flip-flops. Flip-flops are a no-no on my boat. If you're just coming out for a fun sail, I don't mind. I usually actually ask people to just go barefoot in that case. But if you are planning on being active on the boat, moving around the boat, then three strap sandals, running shoes, boat shoes, that's what you want to have. So the key here, when you have a new sailor on your boat, give yourself some extra time to help them get comfortable with the boat. And as a skipper, you are going to need a lot of patience. So the next category here would be a regular sailor. So you have somebody who has sailed previously, or maybe they sail, you know, fairly regularly, and they're coming on to your boat with you. So what are some things that you should do with this new person? So same thing as the new sailor, you want to introduce them to your boat specifically. You're not going to have to spend as much time with them as you would a new sailor, but make sure that they understand which halyards go where, you know, what color is your spin halyard, your downhaul, uphaul for the spinnaker pole, if you're going to be doing all the fancy stuff. If not, same idea, you're introducing them to the roller furling, making sure that they understand how to use self-tailing winches. If you have self-tailing winches, that's something that I will have people out on the boat who have or are not familiar with those. So show them how to do it safely and properly, keeping their fingers away from the winch. And basically just kind of introducing them to any potential quirks that your specific boat has. And trust me, all boats have them. So you might not realize it's a quirk until you have somebody else out on the boat with you, but, you'll start to figure that out pretty quick that, you know, oh, maybe I should have pointed that out. With a regular sailor, you can ask them what kind of safety gear or personal gear they plan on bringing with them on the boat. You can have a bit of a discussion about that. I would assume that they probably already have their own PFD. They probably have sailing gloves. They probably have, you know, sailing shoes and sunglasses and a hat that they like to wear out on the water, that kind of thing. So this sailor is probably a little bit more organized, a little bit more in tune with day sailing and kind of knows what to bring with them. Ask them also if there's a particular position that they like to do on the boat. So you have some people who like to be foredeck and they're just doing a lot of sail trim, or if you're racing, they're kind of up there doing the spinnaker pole, the spinnaker monkey. So find out from them, you know, what kind of positions have they had on the boat previously? Are they interested in continuing those positions? If that works for them. And the other thing is that they might be coming out with you because they want to get a different experience. They want to learn from somebody else and figure out, okay, well, how do you do this when you're out on the water? So think about that as well. It's not necessarily keeping them in the comfort zone or in the area that they're used to working on the boat. Maybe they want something different. So have a little chat about that. And I would say the downside of the regular sailor coming out on your boat is that you are probably going to have some bad habits that you're going to have to break. You might have someone with a bit of a chip on their shoulder who's been doing it. You know, I've been doing it this way for 15 years, never had a problem. But on your boat, you would like it done a different way. So personality conflicts can be a little more common with a regular sailor who goes out regularly with another crew. But again, if they are asking to come out with you on your boat, potentially they're looking for kind of a different style of skippering, a different character on the boat. So it could be that they're just looking for some new ways of doing things, but just know that you might have to deprogram some of the ways that they do other things, especially if it's not safe on your particular boat for whatever reason. So, as a skipper with a regular sailor, what do you need to have? A lot of patience. So now I'm going to move into a little bit about planning to have this person on your boat. So what is your plans? We talked about expectations. Now we're going to talk about executing a plan. So one of the things to think about is, how do you want to use this person on your boat? You know, if they're a new sailor and you've found out some of their hobbies, you know, are you able to use them to help you with checking safety gear, like we talked about briefly? Or maybe you have someone who's, you know, a mechanic by trade, and then you can say, hey, can you check out the engine for me and, you know, check the oil, check my fuel, whatever, like just do some basic engine checks for you. Again, that's something that you can take off of your list that it will be easy for them to help you out with. Sorry, I'm a little distracted here. I have a glass of wine and there are fruit flies all around me right now. It's really not cool. So figure out how you want to use the person on the boat. In my opinion, I like to use new sailors on the helm. I like to get them driving, whereas I do kind of everything else around them. So it's a lot easier for somebody to helm the boat and point towards a stationary object like a house on land than it is for them to look at the sail and try to figure out how to do the sail trim. And I always laugh when I say stationary object, because I did have a student once when I was teaching in Toronto. I kept saying, okay, have you picked your point that you're going to point at? And they said, yep. And then the boat would slowly start to fall off. So the boat would be bearing away from the wind. And I'd be like, are you still pointing at your object? And they, yeah, I'm still pointing at it. I'm like, okay, well, let's go up this way and let's pick another object. pointing at the object again. Again, the boat starts to slowly bear away. So finally I said to the student, I'm like, what are you pointing at? Like, what is your object? And they said, oh, well, it's that transport truck on the 401. So I quickly figured out I need to tell people to pick a stationary object. I guess it would be the QE in that case, down by the water. Anyways, I haven't been to Toronto in years, but definitely tell them to pick a stationary object that they can point at. They can keep the bow pointing at it, or they can have the shrouds lined up with it, whatever. But like I said, in my opinion, I think it's easier for a new person on the boat to do some helming than it is to try and trim the sails. And the biggest thing with having some new crew out on your boat is that you're going to have to be prepared to work at their pace. So if you are a really competitive sailor and you are, you know, bringing somebody on board for a regatta and you have really high expectations of doing really well in this regatta, I would definitely suggest that you head out with them two or three times beforehand to do some training runs, get to know them, get to know personality wise, what they're expecting from you, what you are expecting from them, how they manage themselves on the boat, how they move around. You know, I see lots of people who have, you know, knee issues or ankle issues or wrist issues. And so next thing you know, you're asking this person to be up on the bow, running around doing all the spinnaker work. And it's like, well, you know, they can't kneel down because they have a bad knee. So that's something that you want to work out ahead of time, and you want to make that part of your plan. So if you end up pushing your crew and the boat beyond your comfort zone, it's just going to be a miserable sail for everyone. And as a coach, I often get students who come out for my courses and they say to me like, oh, I went sailing once, you know, 5 years ago, and it was the worst experience of my life. So either they were out on a boat with somebody who wasn't quite as experienced as they needed to be and something went wrong, or they went out on a boat and the skipper did not anticipate the weather that was coming in and they had really bad weather hit them. Or they're out with someone who is a really intense personality and who is yelling and screaming and just had an awful time. Or I even get people who have, you know, they're out with an uncle or aunt or whoever, and the whole time that they're out, they're just heeling over like crazy because whoever they're sailing with thinks that's great fun, but they have no idea what's happening to the boat. That it's never been explained to them how the dynamics on the boat work and the fact that, you know, the boat will not flip over. So they spend their entire time freaking out and being yelled at and heeling over and just not a lot of fun. So overall, if you go through some of these steps and you start to figure out, okay, who is coming out on the boat with me? What is their experience? What is their expectation of being out on the boat with me? What is my expectation of them? And then what is my plan to meet those expectations so that we can go out and have a great time on the boat? If you put together that framework, then you will end up having a great time with whoever comes out on the boat with you. I guarantee. That's basically what I do every time I have a course. I sit down and figure out, who is this person? What do they want out of the course? What experience do they bring to the course? How can I elevate them to the next level? And my priority is always making sure that they're going to be safe out on my boat with me. So I am constantly going through safety gear, safe procedures, all that kind of stuff, so that at the end of the day, I go home happy coach, they go home happy student, everybody's safe and sound, exhausted, have a glass of wine, go to bed. There you go. That's my rant. So the last part that I'm going to talk about here are some extra items that you might want to have on the boat for when you have people coming out with you. These are items that I find that a lot of people will be missing, or they might forget, or they might not realize that they needed or should have out on the boat to begin with. So as usual, I'm always a big proponent of sun protection. So making sure that people have sunscreen, I always have extra bottles of sunscreen on the boat. I have extra hats on the boat. I actually have a couple kind of crappy pairs of sunglasses too. A couple of them are covered in paint because I've used them to paint the bottom of the boat, but it's better than nothing. So I have kind of spares of those things on board. I also tend to go through whenever we clean out closets, especially my husband, because he's 6'4 and giant. Anytime he gets rid of sweaters or anything like that, I grab those and I put them on the boat just to have extra layers for people. So that way, if somebody's on board and they get cold and they're freezing, I have an extra sweater for them. Making sure that you could even have a couple extra things like sailing gloves. So this is definitely more sailing specific, but extra gloves. I have extra whistles on the boat, but I also put whistles on all of the PFDs. But if somebody brings their own PFD, you could add a whistle to that as well. Not as important. I keep extra bottles of water on the boat. So I always have extra water if anybody needs it. And I also have two or three boxes of granola bars. They're usually super stale by the time we end up using them, but you know, they're there if somebody really needs to have a snack and they're really bonking and they're really hungry. I actually keep extra socks on the boat, which is a bit odd, but you know, if you start to get cold, there's nothing worse than being cold. Like, you're just gonna be cold and miserable. You might as well have, you know, some of these extra. I consider socks to be a bit of a luxury item on a boat. But yeah, layers and things to help keep you warm. So I don't actually have extra pants that I keep on the boat, but I do have extra foul weather gear that I have on the boat. So I have some older, I think it's called wet skin or something like that, but I believe I bought it at Canadian Tire or something. It's not that horrible rubber stuff that feels really gross when you start sweating. It's definitely a couple steps up from that. But I do have some extra jackets, rain jackets and pants and stuff, especially pants. I find a lot of people, even when it's raining, they'll show up without pants, not really thinking about the fact that you're going to be sitting in a boat and the water, the rain coming down is going to be sitting there with you. So definitely having pants is a really good idea. So those are just kind of, it's just kind of a quick list of extra items that I see quite often that people will forget to bring with them out on the boat. So just some ideas there on extra things that you could stock up on your boat. All right, so I'm going to wrap up this episode here. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found a few things that are useful if you are a skipper planning to have somebody out on your boat. It can be a lot of fun. You can meet a lot of great people, and a lot of friendships are started that way, so I definitely encourage it. And this is just some ideas of some different things that you can do to make that a little bit easier on everyone. So there you go. Oh, and I also totally forgot. I hit 12,000 downloads this week. Woo! So very exciting. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.